Hello, this is Dr. Micah Jazz with Be Still and Know. I recently read an article by Lord Peter Ricketts, the UK's National Security Advisor from 2010 to 2012. Amongst other things, he identified how today, pressures push ministers to short-term crisis management. Policies are soundbite simple while deferring awkward choices. This, in his opinion, prevents longer-term thinking, which, given the UK's national interest, stretches well beyond the next parliamentary election and may well damage the national interest, whilst only adding to the gloom and cynicism that too often engulfs British politics. The challenge for me in my despondency is that immediate short-term solutions appear to offer instant relief from the problem that confounds me. So why not quit my job, walk out on my relationship, or abandon the church? A temporary relief from pressure, with perhaps some moments of euphoria, quickly gives rise to a whole new set of challenges I'd not anticipated. My momentary relief is lost as I plunge into even greater depths of despair. Israel experienced this as the euphoric celebration after crossing the Red Sea gave way to the discomforts of the wilderness. As Moses reminded them, their only way forward was to reinvest their trust and confidence in God's strategic plan, which was long rather than short-term in its realization. What was true for them is true for me. I have a choice to make, and there is nothing comfortable about that choice. I can let my fears run their course and become blindsided to the will and way of God in my crisis. Or with some great difficulty, I can look for the inner courage and resolve to trust that God knows precisely what's going on and has personally gone ahead of me. A promise is defined as a declaration or assurance that a particular thing will happen. Such an assurance is intended to give me confidence. Yet, I've nothing in my hands, nothing tangible, from which to draw my courage. It's the very reality of faith being put into action. It is, therefore, always rooted in risk. I alone have the choice whether to take that risk. It's taking the long-term view, a view that is affirmed within Scripture and the testimonies of many disciples who have lived throughout history. But when it's me who's in an emotional turmoil, the degree of difficulty is greatly increased. There's little encouragement to be drawn from the well-intentioned encouragement of anyone outside my present experience. I'm deafened by the sounds of my own panic. Yet, if I can focus upon God's promise and find in that focused moment the courage to take just one more step in faith, once more I'm lifted from the raging waters that threaten to consume me and held within the everlasting embrace of God. As we enter into the God space today, can you think beyond short-term gratification and perceive God's longer-term strategy? Your life is not defined by your mortality, for now is merely a short prelude to eternity with Christ. Keep your eyes on the prize, as the song declares. Amen. The prize can sometimes disappear from view, but this is merely due to my current landscape. That prize is there even when I cannot see it in front of me. Now please do join our Voice of Hope family by going to premier.org.uk/voiceofhope. And also join me for Premier Life on Sunday, and for Be Still and Know throughout the week. However, for now, from me, Micah Jazz, it's goodbye and God bless.